I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again yet for another day. Yet again for just another day, another day that you have made, that we can rise in the morning and rejoice and be glad in it. I woke up this morning with you on my mind. The saints of old would say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Though I may have sung, I love you, Lord, today, but the song that kept ringing down in my soul is the song that Lady Old sung yesterday, that you are my strength. Strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. Because, God, you are our very rock. You are our strong tower. And the song has been ringing down in my soul because in spite of the instability of the world that we live in, you are our strength. Even when things are not going our way, life seems to be throwing us blows left and right. You are our strength. Bodies may be aching in pain. We may lose loved ones here and there. Friends come and go. Loved ones turn away from you and turn away from the truth of your word. God, you still yet remain our strength. Thank you for being such a consistent God, that we can rely upon you, that we can trust in you, that we can believe in you, because you yet remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you, God, that every morning that we rise, we can count on you being there. God, when I was younger, Lord, some of the things I would do, I couldn't necessarily count on the same person that I may have seen going to sleep that night. I couldn't necessarily count on them being there in the morning. Oh, God, we can't always count on others. But, Lord, we can always depend upon you because you're a faithful God. You are a just God. You are a loving God. You are a merciful God. You are a great God. And so, Lord, my soul has just been crying out and worshiping you and adoring you because you are our strength. No one can compare to you. God, no one can compete with you. No one can take your place. No one, oh God, is like you. God, you are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. So we honor you this morning by letting you know that we love you. We love you with all of our hearts. We love you with all of our minds. And we love you with all of our souls as we see your face on yet another day that you have made. Lord, we have set aside this day as a day of consecration, a day of holiness, a holy day, God, that we've set aside to magnify you and glorify you and to thank you for all of the many things that you have done. But, Lord, we don't want to just set aside one day out of the week to acknowledge you. But, Lord, we seek to acknowledge you every single day. Yes, thank you for this day that we have set aside to spend time with you. Lord, as we were out of town last week, my son reminded me of the importance, my baby boy reminded me of the importance of Sunday, told us that Sunday belongs to the Lord. It doesn't matter if we're out of town. It doesn't matter if we're sick in our bodies. It does not matter that this day has been set aside to spend time with you in corporate worship and in corporate prayer. And if we're not spending time with you during some point of the day, then it no longer remains to be Sunday, but now it has become no day. And we don't want to make this day a no day. But God, we've come before your presence with singing this morning. We've come before you to magnify you on this day. We've come before you to bless and to magnify your name because you are such a great and a magnificent God. And as we bless you with the fruit of our lips on this day, we ask, oh God, that you would come tomorrow and inhabit the praises of your people, Lord, because we need you, God, today. We thirst for you. We hunger for you, God. We are, God, as that deer that after the water brook, Lord, our souls long for you even the more because you are everything that we need and more. God, you are our sure foundation, God. You are our rock in a weary land. Lord, you are our shelter in the time of storm. God, you are our joy in sorrow. Lord, you are our peace in the midst of chaos. Lord, you are our magnificent God. And because you yet remain to be the same, Lord, we cry out to you that you are a magnificent and holy God, that you are our strength, a strength that's like no other, and we ask that you allow your strength to reach down to us right now and to fill our cup till we can't handle it anymore. We need you, oh God, today. We need your anointing. We need your strength. We need your power. Come, Lord, as we bless your name, oh God, today. As we make a joyful noise unto you, Lord, we ask that you would come in and inhabit the praises of your people. We need your glory, God. We can't make it without your glory. We can't do anything without your glory. So breathe on us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send in the winds from the east, oh God, and all the way from the south, and then also from the north, and also from the west, west, God. Send in your mighty rushing wind and breathe life into us right now in the name of Jesus. We are as right now as those dry bones that were sitting in the valley. Oh, God, that that Ezekiel saw, God. Send in the winds right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe into us the breath of life, oh, God, so that we would no longer be dry, crusty bones, but, Lord, that we would be living vessels, oh, God, living epistles, oh, God, that can be read of men. Oh, God, that we can declare the good news of Jesus Christ, that we can share the love of God, oh, God, that you have shown for us that you gave your only begotten Son that we might live and not die. Breathe on us right now, oh God, the breath of life, so that our souls may be right. We need you, God, today. And as we seek your face, Lord, we bow down before you and we cast ourselves on your throne at the altar of holiness, at the altar of healing, at the altar of deliverance. We lay aside every sin and every weight right now, God, that may easily beset us. We don't want to allow anything to separate us from your love on today. Nothing high, nothing low. No strength, no dominion, no angel, no principalities. Nothing, God, we will allow to stop us from giving to you today. We're just that hungry. We're just that thirsty. And so we seek your face, Lord, this morning, while you may yet be found. We seek you, God, because you are that most important thing for us in our lives. As we prepare our hearts and we prepare our minds and we prepare our ministries, God, for the year of 2018, God, you still have things in store for us yet in 2017. And so, Lord, we're desiring to end this year out, oh, God, with a bang, by seeking your face, oh, God, earnestly, while you may yet be found. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that you would have mercy upon us according to thy loving kindness, oh, God, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. We ask, oh, God, that you would blot out every single one of our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly, God, of our iniquity, oh, God, and cleanse us from all sin. We acknowledge today our transgressions before your face. Oh, God, we ask that you remove every single sin from us. We don't want to allow anything, God, to separate us from your love. So David declared, purge me with hyssop. And he declared, I shall be clean. He said, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. And then he declared in verse 10, he said, oh, God, create in me a clean heart. Oh, God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's our cry, oh, God, this morning as we go into day 3 of our 31 days of prayer, our prayer consecration. God, we ask that you would cleanse us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, God, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, that we may connect to you. You are the vine. We are the branches. And without us being connected to you, Lord, we will die of a lack of nutrients. We will die from a lack of water. We will die because we would no longer be connected to the source of our strength and the one that is the strength of our lives. So we bow down before you, oh God, this morning. We ask that you would come the morning and have your way in us. Touch us right now, God. Cleanse us right now, Lord. Breathe into us the breath of life right now, God, because, God, you are yet our strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other that reaches down to me. And because of who you are, God, we give you glory. Because of what you have done, Lord, we magnify you and glorify you. Because of what you're still yet doing today, thank you for remaining to be that same God that I was able to depend upon yesterday, the same God that I was able to depend upon last week. You still are yet that same God today because you're faithful, you're consistent, God, and you're always on time. And I thank you that as I go through this day, I don't have to fret. I don't know what today brings. I don't know what the future holds. But I still know without a shadow of a doubt that you will still yet be the same because you have declared in your word that you will be the same forevermore. Thank you for consistently loving me. Thank you for faithfully forgiving me. Thank you for always being willing to wash me and to cleanse me of all of my unrighteousness. Thank you, God, that you have a desire to spend time with me. For you gave your only begotten Son so that you can reconcile man back unto you because you desired to have a relationship with each and every one of us. None of us are greater than anyone else. But, Lord, you love each and every one of us individually, specifically, intentionally. And I thank you that your love overwhelms, that your love overcomes a multitude of sins. that your love, it never fails, it never runs out, and never gives up on us. And for that, we say thank you this morning. For that, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. For that, we surrender to your will. And we declare right now, not my will, but Lord, let thine will be done. Lord, don't hide yourself from us on this day. But as we, God, glorify you with the fruit of our lips, and as we worship and adore you, wherever we may be at across this country, show us your glory, Lord. Show us your presence. Let your glory fill the room, and let your glory fill our hearts. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. And fill this house, God, because without you filling the house, Lord, we would just be empty shells. But, Lord, we want to be living epistles, living beings who have been breathed into the breath of life that we can be, that we can do, that we can go, that you might receive the glory out of us. Honor our worship today. Honor our commitment to praying this morning. Honor our desire to seek you early while you may yet be found. And fill us this day. Grant us the desires of our hearts as we pray for our families, as we pray for our ministries, as we pray for our nation, as we pray for the world at large. Show us your glory, Lord, today. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the magnificent and mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray this morning. Thank you, God. We say thank God, amen and amen.